This is Aaron Miller, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, a presidential debate to look forward to. The dates and venues of the presidential debates were announced, and with the final one planned for Las Vegas, Conan O'Brien has a bold prediction for how it will end. Listen to him, Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Fallon in today's Punchlines.
The presidential debates have been announced, and guess what? The final one is going to take place in Las Vegas. Yes, this is true. Trump and Hillary will have a 90-minute debate and then be married by Elvis. That's the plan. Wouldn't that be great?
Hip-hop group the Wu-Tang Clan has endorsed Hillary Clinton for president. Yeah. Which makes this the first presidential election where both candidates have been endorsed by a clan.
It's getting crazy. Donald Trump has dropped hints that he may name a Democrat as his running mate. Yeah. In fact, today he chose Donald Trump from 2008.
That's right. Hillary Clinton has been endorsed by the Wu-Tang Clan, and when Hillary heard that, she bowed in appreciation and said she looks forward to working with China. Because she doesn't know who they are.
Bernie's still campaigning, though, and he sat down for an interview with Wolf Blitzer on CNN last night. Did you see this?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Even though Wolf Blitzer has one of the more notable names in broadcast news, Bernie still had a bit of a hard time getting it out right. Check it out.
This is not a game, Jake. And when we do that, Jake, you're going to have a lot of enthusiasm.
Wolf.
I am sorry. Wolf. I'm looking at the sign over there.
Do you have confidence in the way
Look, Jake, all I can tell you is, you know, you're asking me questions.
Jake. he's the boy who cried, Jake. Everyone knows that story. Meanwhile, Bernie was like, whatever, what kind of name is Wolf? Anyway, I mean, wolves aren't even named Wolf. If I had the wolf, I'd name it Jake.
The Hillary Clinton campaign recently released an ad that features clips of Donald Trump praising world dictators. Yeah, in the video, Trump praises Saddam Hussein, Vladimir Putin, and Abby Lee from Dance Moms. So it's just a bad... Good enough.
Hillary Clinton has narrowed her list of presidential vice presidents down to 5 people. Yeah, I'm sorry. She deleted the list down to 5 people. Claims she doesn't even remember doing it. So,
House Speaker Paul Ryan today announced that he will appear at next week's Republican National Convention to deliver a 10-minute speech that he is writing himself, as opposed to Trump, who will be giving a 10-hour speech that he will be writing as he goes. And can I get a suggestion from the audience of a location? Bathroom. Great. We're going to have the best bathrooms.
I saw that Bill Clinton was spotted here in New York City on Saturday taking the family dogs for a walk. Apparently, Bill became close with the family dogs after spending the last 2 decades sleeping in their house.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.